Love is a Rose. There you go. Neil Young on 90.3 KMBA, where music matters. Actually, a track that he wrote that Lynn Ronstadt had a big hit with before Neil ever recorded it. Daryl Scott with about the most poetic Americana folk song of the last year, Down to the River. Superb lyrics and storytelling in that from his Couchful Sessions CD. It was Orbo and the Long Shots with Highway Tears. Hug of Thunder, the title track from the latest from Broken Social Scene. Vandeveer, Sturgill Simpson, and Matthew Sweet, all back in the set. It is 8:31, and it is the Morning Line program here on 90.3 KMBA. Thank you so much for tuning in. Anchorage Fairs and Festivals hosts this year's annual 4th of July celebration with all-day activities on the Park Strip at 9th between L and E, starting at 8 a.m. with a pancake breakfast benefiting the Polynesian Association of Alaska. 11 a.m. parade, 1:30 p.m., the Husky Marching Band, University of Washington Marching Band. They're great. And a 1 p.m. reading of the Declaration of Independence. And more all happens right on up to 6 o'clock p.m. And you can get a full schedule online at anchoragefairandfestival.org. It's Tuesday. It's Morning Line. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chythlick. So, you know, we were mentioning that native viral video happens, and we're pleased to see that there's events around town that are kind of in that light, and we're kind of hoping to see more information about something that's coming up called We Breathe Again. It's from 7 to 9 tonight. It's a film screening and question and answer about health and stories of recovery and trauma in rural Alaska, and it's produced by Alaska Native producers. So that's something happening at the Tikatnu Theater, Regal Cinemas tonight. It's sold out largely online, largely via word of mouth. More information is available at webreatheagain.com, and I think people can probably find a ticket or two at the door.
Okay, that's tonight.
Tonight, 7 Sweet. To 9. Okay. We also had seen in April a young whaler from a harpooner from Savunga get a lot of praise from the Alaska Native community and some negative feedback from anti-whaling activists, and trolled, in fact, and like majorly slammed in the national spotlight. But
this should mean that I shouldn't play Country Joe's Save the Whales right after this.
Maybe not. Okay. Yeah. Well. Right. But recently, in the last couple of days, a fella here in the building, Rodney McCord, has had a real internet sensation with a viral video that was about, 33,000 views in about a week.
What?
Yeah. So, he went on for 4 minutes and 6 seconds of video.
This is our buddy Rodney from Tyonic.
Yep. Right, yeah. From Tyonic. And he's kind of a traditional fella, as well as he likes video. So he was recording his mom expertly deboning a salmon.
Make sure I get all the guts out like that. And then inside here, the blood's shot. Cut it down. Just cut it up, and then I take a spoon and I cut it all out. Take it all over there.
So we kind of heard a little sample of that, but more than 30,000 views in a week. That's pretty phenomenal, and it's always fun to kind of see that. There's also the video series called The Berlin Girls, done by a fella named Joe Yates, which is on YouTube. So it's fun to see these different sort of blossomings of Native creativity and video in on the internet, and kind of an expression of our lives in our community.
And this, you know, this one that Rodney has posted is very educational. I, for one, am not very good at filleting salmon or getting the bones out of it. That's why I always say that I prefer salmon steaks. And then you just, I can't. But this video, if you were like me and you have this problem, and you just say the heck with it, I'll leave the bones in and worry about it after it's done cooked. You want to see how to get them all out. It's really a great video of Rodney's mom. Is that one just on Facebook, or is that one available at another URL?
I'd seen that on Facebook, and so we posted it on Facebook.
So you can go to KMBA 90.3 FM's Facebook and see the video.
I think so, and we'll put that on our web article about this as well. But, you know, it's one thing to see it done, and then it's another thing to try and do it. It's kind of like here you're seeing the master's secrets.
You could watch Picasso paint a picture, and it doesn't really mean jack.
Right, right. Okay. So it's not like she's giving away super trade secrets for free, but she kind of is. It's kind of like if you had the skill to mimic her, you'd be already halfway there, I think. It's kind of like just to see that level of expertise, and you see how nice these salmon come out, and fillets are just perfect. It's kind of like, wow. So that's probably one of the reasons for its success.
Okay. Native viral videos, and Frank Chiclet, thank you very much.
Thank you.
837, Gomez and Hooray for the Riff Raff coming up.
The owners of Washington, D.C.'s NFL team are among the winners in a recent Supreme Court decision over trademarks that some people find offensive. We'll talk about what's next for people fighting offensive mascots on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.